The hit Showtime series Billions centers on the rivalry between two New York Titans, returning with new episodes every Sunday night at 10, 9 central, beginning February 19th, only on Showtime. The podcast series Redefining Rivalries will explore rivalry in four unique installments.
Is there more to this rally, or is there a retreat in our future? We'll talk with Jeff Carbone.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Thursday, March 9th marks the 8th anniversary of the start of the bull market and the end of the bear market that accompanied the financial crisis. Stocks have had an especially strong run since the election of Donald Trump last November, but lately it appears the rally has slowed down as investors are waiting to see if the Trump administration can get its goals of lower taxes and deregulation enacted. Joining us is Jeff Carbone, co-founder and managing partner of Cornerstone Financial Partners. First, Jeff, how do the markets look to you right now? Is it time to consolidate some of the gains that we've seen?
You know, Charlie, I don't think it's time to consolidate, but I think it's time to just maybe take a little pause and take a breath. Certainly, since the election of President Trump, we've seen a market move on optimism of policy. But when we look at it, we really look at prior to the election, we had a strong run starting back in the July timeframe. So really from July on, the economic data from job growth, manufacturing, inventory, you know, earnings, a lot of the data, economic data that was coming in was strengthening. On top of that, after the election, certainly the optimism of policy change with deregulation, corporate tax reform, individual tax reform, infrastructure spending have all added to that additional optimism. So we've seen the economy growing because of just we've had things starting to finally kicking in at the end of President Obama's administration, and now we have the continued optimism of some regulatory change and corporate change that could add additional growth to this market.
Are you closely watching the events in Washington, such as the GOP unveiling a health care proposal?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, the buildup has been based on optimism. Now it's the continued growth and the continued movement of the market's going to have to be on action. So we are watching closely. You know, the major areas that we're watching will be tax reform, which as we're looking now is probably going to be more latter part of the summer when we see something. We can see some changes in the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare, and then really we're continuing to watch the infrastructure policy to see how that can push this market higher. So, you know, what's the areas that can kind of deflate this market a bit right now would be just a stalemate right now and nothing happening. That could kind of see a little bit of a short-term pullback, but again, we're still pretty optimistic, and we still see a lot of good opportunity in the longer run throughout this year.
So in other words, at this point, the fundamentals have been great. The economy, quarterly earnings, they've been fine. But is that no longer enough? We have to see some action from D.C.?
Yeah, I think the quarterly fourth quarter earnings season was fairly strong and, you know, came out probably a little bit better than expected, and we think we're going to continue to see that earnings rise. And certainly the market is always a major push in the market is around earnings or the expectation of earnings. We do think that's going to continue. However, how do we get this additional push? Will have to come from action. What's also interesting is that you're starting to see investors starting to feel more, am I going to miss this push in the market based upon policy? So they're more about what are they missing than the loss of, hey, if I get invested, the market's going to pull back.
Jeff Carbone is managing partner of Cornerstone Financial Partners. He's speaking with me, and you're listening to Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening, everyone. Jeff, we have an employment report coming up on Friday, the February jobs data. What are you expecting? And also, do you think job creation will pick up under the Trump administration?
Well, you know, it's the job numbers and the job reports have continued to be pretty much ahead of what was expected. So we're seeing, you know, we have seen and continue to think we're going to see good numbers coming out of the job reports, especially again on Friday. From the policies from President Trump, you know, it is about putting America, as he puts it, back to work. with manufacturing, the pipelines. If an act, you know, infrastructure spending, if these dreams become policy and become reality, I do think we continue to see some strong, continued strength in the job numbers. However, again, it's got to come back to, we have to see action. And I think that's where, from the market, the job numbers, all of these things are going to come down to enough talk. Let's see the action that's happening.
Fed policymakers meet next week, and I'm sure investors have factored in a rate hike. Do you think the Fed will stick to its forecast of 3 interest rate hikes this year?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question, because I think about 2 weeks ago, or maybe not even 2 weeks ago, maybe the Fed rate hike probability was about 35-40%. We're currently running right somewhere in the 90% range of a probability of a rate hike in March. So I think initially our thoughts were we didn't expect a rate hike maybe till June. So I think this pushes us a little bit of ahead of schedule. With the expectation of 3 rate hikes this year, if we look back to the previous 2016, we were expecting 4. Economic factors and inflation, job numbers, what led the Fed to back off from 4 down to 2, and we got 1. So now we're in a position where the economy's growing, inflation's starting to peak its head again. We're expecting 3. Our initial thoughts were probably we'd maybe get 2. If we get one here in March, I think it may change our thoughts from an expectation of 2, where we may get the full 3 that's expected for 2017. So I think it is kind of changing our thought process a little bit. Not that it's bad, it's just that, you know, rate hikes tend to show that the economy is continuing to grow. If we continue to maintain the growth parameters that we're under, and the growth in the economic data, and not just earnings but manufacturing confidence, if everything continues to show good growth, inflation starts to peak, it's going to be the right thing for the Fed to move.
Jeff Carbone of Cornerstone Financial Partners, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Charlie.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Make us part of your daily commute. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.